Hello, this is Steve Henningsen from the Wealth Conservancy. It's Friday, March 20th. This is my market musing. I think I last did one the 6th, so about 2 weeks ago. And I said at that time, if the war was still going on in a couple weeks, that the markets would probably hit reality and start going down. Because at that point, they really hadn't reacted much. And in those 2 weeks, the markets have started heading down. And not just the stock markets, everything, bonds, commodities and so forth. Before I get into each of those, though, the Fed did meet this week. They didn't lower interest rates, which wasn't a surprise because there's no way they're going to lower interest rates in an environment with oil spiking, which is typically inflationary, especially with the Straits of Hormuz closed. And as I talked about before, all the things that go through there besides oil, aluminum, fertilizers that increase the costs of food and so forth, even weird things that people don't even have a clue what they do with, like helium, which is used in computer chips. Taiwan can't make our computer chips for us if the helium doesn't go through the strait. So it really affects a lot of different things. So the Fed's not, going to tighten or loosen to that environment, and they're on hold. That'll stay this way until this war is over, and right now it doesn't look like it's anywhere close to over. I know everyone reads all sorts of things out there, as I do. Who knows where the truth is, but for right now, Iran has control over the Straits of Hormuz, and only certain ships can get through if it's up to them, whether it's, oil going to China or India or whoever else they have a relationship with. So Trump did make an announcement. I guess they're sending troops over there, although he said there would be no troops on the ground. I don't know if I necessarily believe that. That's like me going to my kitchen cabinet, taking out a bag of chips, putting on the counter and telling my wife that I'm not going to open them. If they're there, they're going to be used. So I truly hope I'm wrong about that, but I just don't see why they'd be sending people over there if they weren't going to use them. And we'll see how it happens. This week, definitely, I think the markets started to absorb this fact, especially the bond market, because, up until a month and a half ago, everyone was expecting 3 Fed cuts this year. And the bond market, the yields were trending down. And in the last week alone, it's been terrible for the bond market. Yields, all yields from short term to long term, have started to kind of turn around and go up. And that's a reflection that now maybe the Fed has to raise rates, because this war could cause lots of inflation to come, and they need to get ahead of inflation. And if they do that, then they're going to choke off the liquidity. Bonds understand that. Yields went up, and everything else also went down. Stocks have been selling off. I think the U.S. S&P 500 is off about 7% after today. I think it's, about 7% year to date, which isn't too bad, but just going to keep heading down as long as this is going on. And commodities have gotten hit as well. Copper has gotten smashed pretty well, which isn't a shock, because copper, if we're going into a recession, and copper and commodities don't do well. But I do expect copper to do well down the road once we're out of this war. I'm still a huge bull on it. I'm actually going to buy more at some point, because we're still, unless we're going to give up on AI infrastructure and reindustrializing our country and re-electrifying it and all the things that go into rebuilding our country, and globally this is going to be happening too, that is hugely bullish for copper and industrial stocks. But for now, we're just going to wait, and they'll go down with everything else. Gold has gotten hit. I keep reading the headlines about gold is getting crushed and bashed and whatever. They love to sell narratives, but gold is still up year to date. I mean, it's only probably up about 4% after today. Silver has gotten smashed a lot worse. It's down. But that shouldn't be a surprise. Some people seem a little shocked. And they say, well, if inflation's going to happen, why isn't gold doing better? Doesn't gold do better on when we're at geopolitical risk? No, I mean, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and no one knows, but, my guess is it's been going down because it's heavily used as reserves. I mean, all these central banks have been buying it up around the world, and a lot of them have to sell it right now to get dollars to buy commodities that have gone up in price, such as, you know, Japan and their oil. They have to pay more for that oil. They have to get dollars for the oil. So a lot of the other countries, too, are kind of maybe trading in some of that gold for the dollars. That's a guess. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but that'd be part of it. And part of it, too, is you always have these people that jump in at the worst time. And I'm sure a lot of people came into the gold market at the beginning of this year because it had such a phenomenal year last year. So the speculators, come running into it, and then all of a sudden it starts going down, and they just sell and take their losses, and that creates volatility. So the bottom line is it really doesn't matter what's happening currently in the precious metals. I am still hugely bullish for the long term because nothing has changed there. And central banks will still be buying it. China's still buying it. And think about it. When this war is over, or even before, the central banks are going to have to throw liquidity in the system, because right now our liquidity is tight, and it's going to cause problems in our financial gears. And when that happens, they're going to come out with quantitative easing. They're going to do something that creates all this liquidity, and gold is always the first one to sniff that out. Because I can remember back in 2008 when we came into that crisis, and gold was down 25%, and along with everything else, but gold was the first thing to bounce back. When the central banks came in, and gold went up, I think it tripled in the next 3 years. So I'm expecting the same thing to happen in the precious metals. So I'm not at all concerned that gold and silver and everything else has sold down. Basically, everything has. Just remember that these things will reverse when the central banks come in, and the dollar too has been going up too, because people have been selling things to get dollars to buy these commodities, the food, the oils, and so forth that are going through the roof. So, the dollar also, makes it hard for commodities. Those are my thoughts on the commodity side. So everything basically has been drifting down in the last week, and going forward, I would expect it to keep drifting down while the war goes on. We've done a fairly good job of staying positive, but we're probably up about, after today, Friday, we're probably only up about 1% year to date, which is still better than negative. But if, next week nothing changes, I think everything will drift down, and our portfolios will drift down too. But we've got cash, we've got some hedge positions. So at some point when things do change, I will be putting that in and buying up some of the things that I think are pretty cheap now, and taking advantage of some of these opportunities that this unfortunate situation is presenting at the moment. But for now, like you all, I just have to sit back and watch what goes on overseas and hope that it doesn't get worse, especially for our men and women in the military. I hope everyone has a good weekend, and I'll do an update again soon.